Blog Talk Radio.
To the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. That's where you guys can call in and listen live to the show, or you can call in, you can press that number 1 on your keypad, and that'll let me know that you want to be on the show, and I'll put you on the air, and you can give your opinions or comments. All right? Again, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome to the show. And now it's Friday, so that means Free for All Friday. And as you guys know, today is your day as a listener to call into the show. And I don't care what topic it is, whatever, it's your show. You can call in and talk about that. Sports, politics, bubblegum, I don't care what it is. But it's your opportunity today at Free Fall Friday to call in and talk about what's on your mind. Now, before I get into today's show, I wanted to say something about something, but I tell you, I have to start writing this stuff down. As I get older, seems like as I get older, I get more and more forgetful. And, if I would just take my time and write it down, I'd be okay with it. But sometimes, you don't have a pen and paper to write something down, a thought down that always come to you. I guess that's why the real thinkers always carry a pen and a pencil. I mean, a pen and a paper to write down those ideas when they come to mind. So anyway, maybe I need to start doing that. Okay, so today's word of the day is fret. Fret. Fret is a verb, and it means to eat or gnaw into, wear or corrode. Also, fray. Another meaning is to become vexed or worried, is to fret. That's what I thought fret was, to become vexed or worried, to become worried. You're fretting. She's fretting about something, so she's worried about something, or he's worried about something, or whatever. But anyway, that's our word of the day, fret, to become vexed or worried. Take a hold of that and put it in your vocabulary and use it however you see fit. Right now, we're looking at 83 degrees in the ATL, high today of 91, low tonight 73. Tomorrow, Saturday, high 90, low 72 with a chance of thunderstorms. Sunday, 91, low 71 with a chance of thunderstorms. So we may have, we're going to have pop-ups, thunderstorms all weekend. I mean, we've been dealing with them since July, right? That's how it is when it gets so hot in Georgia. We start having the pop-up storms. And they're filled with rain sometimes. You know, there's a lot of rain in some of these pop-up storms. And then, some of them just blow through and give a quick rain and kind of keep going. It's like God made the rain to water the trees and grass and plants and vegetables and all that stuff so that we can eat. Right? So that's why you always need rain to eat, to grow the plants and the crops, to eat for us to eat, to grow the trees and the grass and stuff, and then, of course, give us water. Okay? I text it to you. All right, so, that's why rain is there. That's why God gives us rain, is to feed the plants, feed the trees, feed us, because we eat from the plants, right? And then We have the water from the rain, the rainwater. That's what gives us water, keep our bodies hydrated, right? We need water. Our body's made up of a lot of water. Our body is water, okay? Anyway, 818-301-5834, that's our number to the show now. Very, very much congratulations to all the U.S. Olympic teams. We've been pretty much dominant in every sport. I mean, of course, you know, the women's soccer team got knocked out. Weren't expecting that. Swimming did great. Volleyball, as far as the beach volleyball, did great. Went to the finals, but I think that indoor volleyball, we're up there. We're playing for the gold, I think, next game. Basketball, men are on the run. They play again today to see who play for the gold. And then the women, they played on yesterday or something, and they've advanced. So they're getting ready to find out who plays for the gold, or they'll play Spain for the gold. I don't know. I got to find out for sure. Okay, but swimming, you know, we kick butt in swimming. Gymnastics, we kick butt in gymnastics. I mean, just all around butt kicking. You know what I'm saying? And they hate it. People hate it. The United States is superior to them, but it's true. Okay, we've done well in the track and field too. Men and women. I mean, although the men getting, you know, kind of beat up on by Jamaica and the fastest man in the world, but hey, he's the fastest man in the world. So if you come into a good spanking second, you know, for the bronze medal, that isn't bad at all. So anyway, I hope you guys listen to the show. And so that's a little bit of news. And this guy, this Olympic swimmer who claimed that he and two of his buddies got robbed while they were in Rio one night. So now, you know, he's getting some bad press because they found out that it was a lie and this or that. It's just some weird stuff. That happened. That's just something weird that happened over the last week or so. But anyway, nor here nor there. I guess not for us to worry about. I'm sure you hear it in the news at some point. Again, guys, it's Free Fall Friday, so all lines are open for you to call in and speak whatever's on your mind. 818-301-5834. And then press the number 1 on your keypad, and you'll be on. And again, thank you, guys. And it's Free Fall Friday, so let's go. If your wife or your husband was cheating with the same sex, what would you do? If you found out that your wife or your husband was cheating, and they were cheating with the same sex, what would you do? And someone asked me this question and wanted me to talk about it. And I was, you know, I'm thinking that, man, okay, my wife cheating on me, but now I found out that it wasn't cheating with a man, it's cheating with a woman. And that's pretty scary. But I guess when you think about it, you know, men can't deal with another man being with his, you know, lady. Men can't deal with that. But another lady being with his lady, I don't want that. You know, So essentially what's being said is that she likes a woman's affection than a man's affection or her husband's affection. And for one thing, for her to go that route is something going on at home anyway, okay? Or something's not going on at home anyway. And I believe that when you take care of home, you don't have to worry about outside interference, so to speak. I mean, of course, it's happened before, but usually, normally, it doesn't happen. Okay? And I believe that everyone, man or woman, has, you know, been out without their spouse and saw someone, you know, was appealing to them. Okay? Not saying that they, you know, jumped all over them and asked them to go home with them, nothing like that. I'm just saying they saw someone that was appealing to them and thought of them at that time in different ways. Okay? So, and like I'm saying, like I always say, I keep my show 100%. And you start thinking that, you know, if your wife is with another woman, is cheating on you with another woman, then her affection, she wants affection from another woman. 818-301-5834. It's a free-for-all Friday. All lines are open for you guys to call in to the show, okay? And just to kind of push things along today on Friday, we're going to play a little hit real quick to get things pumped a little bit more. Let's go, y'all.
This is how we do it.
Hit the shawl cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, yo, we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summertime skirts and my guys and canine. All my gangbangers forgot about the drive-by. You gotta get your groove on before you go get paid. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hit a party.
Yeah, we're just pumping on that just to get things going. So let's get back to the show. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you guys can call in on Free Fall Friday, which is today, and press the number 1 on your keypad and get on the air and talk about what's good. All right, 818-301-5834. Now we were discussing if your wife or your husband was cheating with the same sex, what would you do? So as far as what I would do if my wife was cheating with the same sex and I found out, is that I'd have to give her an ultimatum. Okay, and what that means is I have to tell her that it's either her, it's either you go and deal with her and her problems and her family and her flaws and her family, or you stay with your family and continue to deal with our flaws and our family. But that's, you know, that's what you've been dealing with for a long time. And obviously you enjoy that. To turn and start to deal with someone else, and it's the same sex, is mind-boggling. And when you think about it, you know, you have to be able to, when you're in that kind of relationship, you have to be able to take the criticism that's going to be thrown out at you when you're in a, you can call it a homosexual relationship or a lesbian relationship, a gay relationship, whatever you want to call it. But you have to be able to withstand those things, the looks that people give you, and also the remarks and the statements that people make about gay and lesbian couples. So, you know, you have to deal with it. Plus, you have to deal with leaving your family. Okay? So, you know, a lot of times, things will be good. Okay? Things will be good. Everybody's making, you know, doing this, doing that. But at some point, things are going to start to get a little different, a little hairy, so to speak. But at the same time, you have to deal with that. Now, you have to think, now, found out your wife was cheating with the same sex, now, what is it that made her cheat, or what is it? How long has she been wanting to be in this type of situation? You know, what can we say about that? And so, you know, it's something that would hurt, okay, emotionally hurt, but that's part of life. You know, you have to deal with it. It's not bad situations that you're dealt, but it's the way you handle those situations that make up who you are. Okay, so you know, and that means that if a bad situation is thrown your way, you have to deal with it, right? And it's the way that you deal with it makes you who you are. And if you know, everyone's going to make mistakes. Everyone's going to make mistakes. So, you know, when you make a mistake, live with it. Learn from it. Okay? But, you know, do the right thing or think you're doing the right thing or talk to someone, a couple of people, and find out who's saying the same things and go with it. Take that wisdom, take that advice, and go with it. Now, if a woman finds out that her man has been cheating with another man, I believe that women can't handle that. You know, men can't handle another man being with their woman. A woman can't handle her man being with another man. It's all strange like that. But that's, you know, that's exactly it. Okay? Women can't handle their man being with another man. Men can't handle their women being with another man. Isn't that wild? Women can't handle their man, you know, having an affair or whatever with another woman. She'll take him back, deal with it, whatever. A man can handle his woman being with another woman. Take her back, deal with it, whatever. Okay? I know it sounds weird, but that's exactly what it's about. That's exactly how it works. That's exactly how it is. Just think about that. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. Now, we have a few more minutes left in the show, and I just want to end out with saying that I hope you guys have a tremendous weekend. Be safe. And don't drink and drive. Or if you do have a drink, don't have too many. Don't have that one too many. Try to be conscious of when you get there. You know what I'm saying? What I mean when you get there is when you're drinking, and then you at some point you say, I'm feeling pretty tight. I better stop. You know, get you a bottle of water, suck it down, and take it easy. Okay. And so don't drink too much and drive. Okay, for sure. And have a safe weekend. You guys get out there and fire those grills up this weekend. I know thunderstorms are going to pop up here and there. But if you're a real grill master like I am, I'm not saying I'm a grill master. I'm a good grill person. If you're a good grill person like me, then you're out there. Storm, no storm. You're out there, okay? You're out there working it out, figuring it out, making it happen, okay? Because you love it. That's it. So do that for me this weekend. You guys take care of yourselves. And we're going to close out this Friday. You know, we're going to close out today's show this Friday with something that's going on Friday. Hey, you guys have a tremendous weekend. I'll see you guys hopefully on Monday morning, but we'll see. Okay? See you soon. Take care, guys. It's Frank. I'm over. And I'm out.
Hit the shop cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, yo, we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summertime skirts and my guys ain't canine. All the gangbangers forgot about the drive-by. You gotta get your groove on before you go get paid. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hit a party.
This is how we do it.
South Central does it like nobody.
the hood's been good to me. Ever since I was a lowercase g, but now I'm a big g. The girls see I got your money, $100 bills, y'all. If you were from where I'm from, then you would know that I gotta get mine in a big black truck. You can get yours in a thick ball. Whatever it is, the party's underway. So tip up your cup and throw your hands. Life show was slow, and all they said was 6'8", he stood, and people thought the music that he made was good. Then there's the DJ, and Paul was his name. He came up to money, this is what he said: you and OG are gonna make some cash, sell a million records, and we're making the dash. Oh, I'm buzzing the club.
This is how we do it.
Sounds like success, and like